You're noticing a caravan, mountains of shattered stone. You start to see in the horizon, and Darawi building up.
Toby is 100% on edge.
And you know this to be the emblem of one of the free leagues of the Mage Hunters.
180 degree turn, walk out.
A blue light emits from the band of the ring. You can see the stone start to... Sure, you're just seeing Toby runs past you and moving towards the carriage, or the cart, rather, and...
Hey, where are you going?
Come.
What's going on?
Come on.
Okay, what's going on?
That place is full of mage hunters. I need to get away from here now.
No. Look, those guys are harmless. Like, there's a city guard or something. You can't just assume everyone is this mage hunter just because they have a weapon on them.
They have the emblem of a specific sect of mage hunters. I know they're mage hunters for certain. We need to get away from here now.
But
you don't come with me, I'm leaving without you.
But hey, the guys, they just went in there, right? They're fine. They went in and they went out the other way. There's nothing going on. Like, relax.
I need to get away from here.
Right, but like,
we'll meet up with them later. They know this town.
We're not taking their horses and leaving town just because.
I'm not saying leaving town. I'm saying just, and I start walking. Just.
Where do you want to go?
Away.
Do you want to move into town, or do you want to move like?
I think into town.
Just trying to blend in.
Briskly walking, trying to blend in.
Down towards Solar Square, maybe?
Down towards Solar Square, all right. And once again, if you want to have a look at the map of Darawi, it's posted on our Instagram, so feel free to look it out and check it out. But you start moving towards Solar Square, and just going past, you have the huge castle on your left with large walls just building up. You see a lot of city watch guards. They're just around and taking patrols around the castle.
And are they clearly different from the individuals we saw inside the...
They are.
They're clearly...
They are. These guys have like chainmails and just a spear,
right,
and just staying put and...
But, like, this city here, would it be in a state of, like, civil war at the moment? Or is it more, you know, is it outspoken that, you know, the mage hunters are working together with the city guard? Or is it just, like, random factions fighting over turf?
The thing you know about the lore of, like, the entire state of Parthena is that the mage hunters are sent out by the Council of Seven.
But their relation with the city guard is...
Each like town and city has their own like reign. They are entirely and solely individually. They have their own politics and they have their own reign with all the trading, all the farmers, and everything like that. It's just like the main rules and laws comes from the Council of Seven that overlooks everything.
But if we were to start some shit with the mage hunters, for example, would the city guard come to help them or help us or just try to break it up?
They probably would try to help the mage hunters because they can't really disobey the mage hunters since they're sent out by the council.
Okay, yeah. I just want to know my...
But that also depends on the city and what state it is. Different cities have different like thoughts of the mage hunters and the council's almost declaration of...
But we would need Tempe's kind of knowledge about this city to know what's really going on here. Like
probably, yeah.
Or Tempe start some shit and see what happens.
Tempe would probably be the one to talk to about this specific city-state since she has been here a while.
So Toby, when you see the city guard, are you happy to see them, or are you equally afraid of them?
No, I'd know that they are. I'm not equally afraid of them, but I'd know that they would be of no assistance at all.
Okay, so he's powering through. I'm following him. Yeah.
The Wehrmacht soldiers would not go in and break up a fight between a Gestapo agent and a civilian.
I barely got that reference.
Germany, 40s.
All right. So you start walking towards the solar square.
Not running, but brisk. I just want to get...
Pacing.
I want to get away from wherever
yeah.
they are.
You're pacing fast, and you see the large porch of the first chamber with fancy nobles sitting, drinking wine midday, just laughing fake laughs and seem to be doing trading and business of some sort. And you have it and you pass it on the left and then you start moving towards the square.
I think I make note of that so I know I can come back there and probably redistribute some assets.
Reposition. Yeah. That sounds like one idea at least.
Yep. But for now, solar square.
So, you come to the square and it's midday at this point and it seems to be crowded and there's a lot of vendors having fruits and different kind of food and see one, two or three carts loading up fish to a new stand and...
Is there any, like, alleyways that would be secluded?
Yeah, there are a lot of alleyways, actually, but depending on if you want to go into a alleyway.
I choose one that I assume would be secluded enough.
Yeah, of course. And so you do. And right when you about to turn a corner into the alleyway, both of you, Toby, you feel a small hand. Just dragging your leather armor down almost by the waist.
I look down.
You see a little boy, probably around 8, 9, just standing there looking up at you.
Excuse me, sir. Are you an adventurer?
Just out of pure instinct from my previous years as a mage hunter, I kind of lift my hand. In a threatening manner.
Don't hit me, sir. I'm just very relieved to see you.
Can I have some more, please? Can I?
I like to make pretty drawings.
realizing what I did and that just... I hold back that instinct to kind of strike the child. But that's the way I was taught to deal with urchins. But like I hold back and I say, I don't say anything and just look.
He looks up to you with his big blue eyes and his dark curly hair, just messy. And he's like,
you know, the other day I caught a very large fish and unfortunately it got away. But you seem very sturdy enough to handle a situation like that. Could you maybe help me with that?
Help yourself with that. I have things to do. I don't have time to fish.
But it's a large fish.
And I start walking
fish.
Into the...
And
just leave the kid.
You feel the same. He's turning to you, Shirk.
You seem like a very, very, very well-equipped...
We're at like eye level now, right?
Yeah.
You're not as tall as I would imagine the hero would be to save my day, but... Do you want to help me find the fish?
I will get back to you on that. And kind of... Toby?
I'm just walking into the alley.
I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll stand right here. I'm a creepy ghost child. I will eat your soul.
I don't like creepy ghost children.
Bad experiences. Toby, like, you can't just be running around. You want to grab an ale or something? You sit down and relax for a bit? Or, like, we could help that child, you know? I think fishing could be a, you know, relaxing
shut up.
Exercise.
Shut. We're in a town. It's crawling with mage hunters.
But they don't
I
know
explicitly
you.
Told you that I didn't want to be around mage hunters. I was promised I wouldn't be, that I would be hidden. I'm leaving. I'm leaving now.
Where to? Where do you go?
Wherever. I have no allegiance to you. I have no allegiance to these two.
All right.
My only priority right now is to get the fuck out of here.
Okay, okay.
You hear down from the alleyway. Mama say you're not supposed to curse.
Just that instinct is getting there. It's coming back to me. Mama says you should only eat 2 souls a day. I can't be here.
Relax.
I told you why. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't want to get captured. I don't want to murder innocents again. And the only way to ensure that is to not be here.
But we haven't done anything, and we won't do anything unless, like, okay, let's go get Tempe. Let's go get Kree, and then we regroup and we think about our options here, because we just got there. They have important business here. We have, like, two options. Either we help them, or we stay out of their way. But we can't just be running around here without a plan. We need to find out what's going on and where we're going next. Otherwise, we'll just be, you know, we'll lose them in a matter of minutes. So can we go back at least and see what they're doing at the moment?
If you want to go back, go back. I'm not going back there.
But where are you going then?
I'm staying hidden.
You can always help me find the fish.
Child? Silence.
Just a bit ashamed and looks down, wiggling back and forth with his foot.
All right, Toby. You know what? Fuck it. You go do what you want to do. I'm going to go help that boy find his fish because you're being so mean to him. And I'm sure you'll find something good to do with your time, but I'm helping him find his fish, and then I'm going to find Tempe and Kree. And you can come or you cannot come.
Aw.
This fish side quest.
Do you really want to go there?
Are you entirely certain that that is the way you want to go?
Just because you're mean to him.
Aw, arch and shark.
Catch whatever fish you want. Go help them if you want to. I cannot be in the vicinity of those people. You know why? I told you why.
You keep saying that, but you're fine. You will be fine. You saw them. You were fine. There's nothing
to worry
about.
I am not fine. This isn't fine. Go,
but
fish.
You're doing this yourself.
Go fish.
You're doing this to yourself. Oh, my God.
Like, I'm vibrating out of anger and fear and just not knowing what to do.
Alright, so I turn around, I go towards the kid. I don't help him with the fish. I flip him a gold coin, say go buy another fish, and then I go.
This was the biggest fish that probably the entirety of mankind has ever seen. I need to have this fish, not any other fish.
You'll be fine.
I have a very specific fish fetish.
Sidequit's name is Fishy Business.
Does he have a question mark over his head? Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah. He just looks up on you with his puppy eyes, and the blue eyes just sparkling. Wouldn't you rather help me to find the fish? I mean, it would be a splendid idea if you managed to catch it. We could probably make a hell of a lot of gold.
Your mama told you not to swear.
But you swear. Yes, sir.
I'm not there.
He looks very confused.
I was out of character.
I'm very confused. Gold, you say?
Ching, 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 ching.
Fine.
I mean, it's the really biggest fish that someone's ever seen. I'm certain.
Yeah, let's do it.
I know. Are you strong, though? You look quite small.
Oh, I am the strongest small person you'll ever see.
Can you carry the fist? It's almost as large as you, sir.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No problem.
Fair enough. Off we go. Follow me. And he just runs around the corner.
It's the biggestest fish ever.
I
It's the most biggest this fish I've ever
Halfling
seen.
Sized.
Moving back to the square. Tempi.
I think, on my hands and knees, just turning over stones, still quiet, and just shocked, I think.
Are those two guys still, like, hammering?
They are. You hear the sound of sledgehammers as Kree, you look down on your unconscious friend.
What do I know about... You said something about a sewer entrance to here, like we had taken the sewer way.
I know that one. I think I should know that one.
Yeah, of course. There's like an underground system where the resistance reside. In the entrance to that is within our downstairs on the bottom floor of a brothel called Lasses of the Fae. Tempi, you sure know this.
Yeah, but...
But you said there was an entrance here.
I could come to the square.
Yeah.
During the tunnels.
There is a like sewage pipe leading down from the middle of the center of the square.
Okay. Like, taking that way would kind of out the underground system of the resistance. Wouldn't be very prudent to use that one, maybe. But... back doors. You said there are many back doors.
Yeah, there are back doors to, like, commoners' houses that just surround this square.
I'm just...
Kree smash.
I'm just opening the nearest one.
You start, feel, and the closest door seems to be locked.
I try one more door.
Kree smash!
It seems to be locked as well.
Okie dokie, then. You chose this path, not me.
You get the general feeling that people really don't want to, like, have their doors to this square open. It feels...
They don't want strangers in their living rooms.
So Tempi is over there.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems a bit...
And Kilari's body is just laying unconscious on the ground right now.
Yeah.
I'll just roll a perception to see if I even notice the light coming from over there. And I rolled a 9 + 3, so maybe.
Yeah, you probably see... You know what? I'm actually going to go...
Why did he do that? Now I'm just going to roll a perception for the hammering guys.
No!
No. But the hammering guys, they have their business. They're doing their stuff and they doesn't seem to notice what's going on. Not yet, at least. but you do see a faint shimmer in, like, the corner of your eye.
Yeah. If I notice it, I turn around, but I don't think do I see what's going on? No, I don't really, I think. I think Kree's there, but...
You see Kree standing over some kind of, like... form or shape that is on the ground. You don't see more from this distance. You probably have to get closer.
And just roll up.
There's a fair amount of feathers on that body.
Yeah, it's true.
But from a distance, it might be hard to, like, figure out that it's actually feathers and it's an entity, like the wings laying out. It's just like a rubble or of some sort. I would probably say that.
Okay.
It's a good, like, 60 feet you guys apart right now.
Yeah. I keep turning stones. It wasn't enough to get my attention. I just see he's there. He's fine. He's not attacked by anything. So I keep.
You find stones in the shapes of fingers, and stones in the shapes of belt buckles and small other recognizable things, but most of them is just too hard to tell what it is. Yeah.
None of them are scaled or, you know, obviously dragonborn.
Not that you can find
origin. No. I'll keep turning around stones. I think I'm crying quietly. Like, just not noticing it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those doors is about to burst up in flames.
I will notice that.
Yeah. So, firebolt to the door, centered around the part where the door hatch lock thingy is.
Okay. roll an attack.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
Punch door with fire.
So, how do I do this?
Fireball is... it's your...
It's a spell attack.
Yeah, it's a spell attack. So you have
on
your
the door.
Spell attack bonus plus 4, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to hit the lock part, because even if I don't hit it that good, I want to weaken it so I can just burst through with
all right,
you, later.
Yeah, go for it. Roll it.
But if I can turn the whole door into flames, that'll be great.
For our listeners, he brought out the big dice.
Yeah, the
that's
big
a
dice.
Large
goal.
Dice.
Yeah. That's a 15 total.
15 total. Just what you need.
Yes.
So you actually aim for the part, and the anger and frustration in the flaming gaze from your eyes towards that door is just taking it all in, and then you just aim for it and lash out a fireball from your, like, starting from your veins, going in an arcway motion with your right arm, and just throwing it out there, and like a meteor, it just go through the door and evaporates the lock, just bursting through and knocks the lock out. And you hear it, Tempe.
That's not very discreet, I assume.
You hear a...
Yes, I get up and look around.
I pick her up and I just bolt through the door.
All right, you bolt through, and you see now Cree, and you can also hear the voices of Cree when you're moving. You hear, "Hey, what are you doing?" And you see the two sledgehammering guys just actually noticing this.
Dude.
And you start running through. You see a family eating like lunch or something, sitting right on the right side through a table, but you just burst through and go out the front door. You slam it open.
And when I'm right through the door, I want to firebolt their sledgehammers. They had the wooden handles of their sledgehammers.
If you have run into the door...
They're not chasing you, I think.
If you run in... They're a bit further away. So you run in through the door.
Are they heading my... What are they heading my direction?
They're, like, just moving out when you're starting to dash through.
I just go. Sorry.
Do you just run through and you run out the front door and get out on the main street? You see the castle right in front of you, and it's a lot to take in. Do you want to take a left or right?
The castle is in front of me.
Right in front of you, yes.
Okay.
So you would have gone like right in the corner, so you have the castle right in front of you and the first chamber to your right, immediate right.
So, and the wagon would be...
To the left.
Left.
To the left.
Yeah.
Couple of badly fed horses and a wagon to the left.
Yeah, I'm gonna head for the wagon.
Alright.
But that would take me past the butcher's shop again, right?
Yes, it would. So you...
I'm gonna head right down towards Solar Square. It's too far to get to the wagon.
So you round the corner to the right.
Yeah.
Tempe, moving back to you. You now see the guys with the sledgehammer just placing them down and just looking very weirdly on the door. Starting to walk towards the door.
I shout, "Archers on the roof!" And point at a different position, and then throw a smoke bomb and run through the door as well.
So you run towards the door that Cree went into?
Yeah, and I throw the smoke bomb at them while they're looking for archers.
Right, roll an attack.
Are they looking for the archers on the roof is the big question.
You don't know, but roll an attack.
Yeah, okay. Where is my die? There it is. Oh no! That's a very bad attack. It's 10.
Alright.
Now there's archers and a smoke bomb on the roof.
But you aim it, and it doesn't go like directly on them.
Mm. Well, it's an area attack.
Skew the vision, or the vision from them. So you move it, and you start running towards the door as well.
Yes.
They're like, "Hey, whoa! What's going on?
Archers!" I shout.
You hear, "What? What is she talking about? What? There's no archers." Well, but you're far gone.
Yeah.
Thank God for the indecisiveness of sledgehammer users in this world.
Yes.
The Hammer Brothers were...
quick to action.
And you move out, and you cut.
And as you run out, you say, "You can't touch this."
Do 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 do.
And you come out to a fairly crowded street.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of people. You take a quick look to the left and to the right, and you can actually see some movement and people just getting pushed over down the road to the right.
I head that way because I assume it's Kree. And while jogging after him, from my pack, I bring out my gray hooded cloak to just wrap it around me so I'm not as obvious.
All right. All right, so you start moving. Kree, you're running now, and you're like, you come out to the solar square, and you see the marketplace opens up, and as of now, you just glance to the right, and you see a shirk running with a small boy.
Oi, shirk!
Huh?
Come here, fast!
What's going on?
Get your ass over here!
He seemed very strong. He can help us with a fish.
Yeah. Just give me a minute. Kree, what's going on?
Come on. I want to find... I need to find a door quite quickly. One that seems to not belong to a wealthy merchant. To some, like...
Are you telling me this, or are you just thinking?
No, I'm telling the DM, sorry.
Yeah. There are many doors here around the square. You can certainly try and, like, move in. But yeah.
The kid must live somewhere?
Why are you metagaming this?
This is weird.
I need to find a door. I need to hide her. This is Corrali. Hey, come on now.
Hey. That's a bird, man.
Hey, kid, where do you
Woman?
Live?
Woman?
Person.
What?
Where do you live?
I live down the road.
Can we go to your home for a bit? I want to check
help
out...
me with the fish.
Yeah. I'll help you later, but we just need to go to your
I
home.
I sure will get your bloody fish. Where do you live?
Sure, and right of now, Tempe just comes up as well.
I think I might be running into you because I did not realize.
We need to get there now.
What's going on?
Okay.
No.
Follow me.
I'll get you 10 fish, okay?
Where are you going? I know.
Would I hear this?
Probably, yeah. You're not too far away. You could probably hear it.
You're causing quite a stir. And commotion, I'd say. Stir and commotion. Castertion.
No.
I think I'd peek out and
you see them, the boy just standing and yeah, follow me.
I follow them at a distance and see if they're followed.
So you're trying to shadow them?
Yeah. Like blending in.
Do I notice Toby?
Toby, roll stealth.
We'll
go with your passive perception on this one.
Passive perception.
Yeah. I don't want to follow the kid because I probably know more ways to get into the network underground.
All right,
that's where
I want to go. The kid is running right now. Follow me. Yeah, follow.
Why are we following the kid? We need to get...
And he starts running.
Safety. Do I know more places? I should know more
places.
Yeah,
of course.
You don't have more than +6, or do you?
Nope. I got a 12.
Yeah. Toby, we need that powder. No!
So everyone sees Toby, like...
There you are!
I realize I've been seen and realize that I've been implicated into this whole situation. I'm pissed off, first and foremost. Then I take... Then I realize that he is probably correct. So I take out my dust of disappearance and just like... throw it into
while
the air.
We are all within a radius of something.
Yeah, I run up to you.
Are we in an alleyway or in the middle of a crowd?
So in the middle of the market right now, the four of you just disappear. But and the kid is just, wait, who's going to...
Also the kid.
He has started running off.
Any creature within 10 feet.
Yeah, but he started running off. I told you that.
Oh, okay. So but not the kid, then.
But we're not in the middle.
So he's looking back and he's just like, oh, damn it.
Just run home. We're right behind you. Come on, run now.
What?
We are invisible for 3 minutes. Okay, I know there's a range. I wouldn't know exactly how many minutes, right?
I'd say that you probably knew that it's not forever or it's... For a limited time.
Yeah, I say, this for a very short time, just a couple of minutes.
You need to get there now, kid. Come on,
listen to me. I know this place. We need to get underground. There's an opening just in the other alleyway. That's...
Run to your place, kid. Run home. Run home.
I'm very confused by this.
Just run home. We'll be right behind you.
We will not.
And I whisper to the rest.
We will not. We will send him as a diversion.
Who's going to catch me? Aww. And he just starts walking and you see him pull another individual. Hello, very gentle sir. You start running towards an...
I feel very disposable.
Yeah. I feel very disappointed being left out of a cool fish quest.
We can look him up later.
Yes, go around
lead
town.
Away, Tempe. Lead
Have
away.
You seen a small child? We need to talk to this small child. We promise we aren't creepy.
I know a way that's safe, and now that we're invisible, it should be even safer.
Yeah, of course. You take a back alley, mm-hmm. and you just find a sewage drain, and you lift some bars that is just, and you remove them and loosen them. They're not like set in stone.
Yeah.
And you make your way in down to the sewer system and down to the underground pathways.
Okay, so we get downstairs in the downstairs. Down below? Down in the subway?
Down under.
You're basically in the sewer systems.
Sewers, yes. Yeah. So I just stop. Well, you can't see this because we're still invisible, I suppose. But I stop and...
Do we see each other while this is happening?
That's a good question.
No.
Oh, where is... No.
We constantly bump into each other. Yeah,
yeah. How can we follow her if we can't see her?
I think maybe...
You're by yourself down there. No. We're all at the square. Like, where are you guys?
I would imagine that you were like whispering all the time to keep them hearing the sound.
And yeah. So I...
Let's check who's here. Raise your hand. Oh, wait.
Shh. Just stand still. I want to see no one follows. So I just stand still. And try to listen and see if I hear any footsteps or anything outside of the bars. So I stand like...
Yeah, you gently, as you just move in and let Cree, who was the last person in, you carefully place the bar backs into its slots and wait for a second and nothing.
Okay, whew. Everyone okay?
What the hell is going on?
I am so not okay. Fuckers are gonna pay for this.
Yeah. Yeah. But no one hurt?
They're smashing the statues. Half of them weren't even there. And of those that were left, they were fucking smashing them. We need to get back there and stop them.
I'm not going anywhere.
I understand that, Toby. Yeah, sure.
You're here?
Okay, so now we can see each other. I think Tempe stopped crying, but it's obvious she was doing. She's very red-eyed. And okay, just hang on. We walk this way. I won't light any lights. There's gonna be some lights from above. And just try to keep quiet and keep to whispering.
Just one moment. I want to check on Kerali.
Oh, yeah, sorry, of course. See if I can. Yeah, yeah.
Roll a medicine check.
Medicine, you say?
Wow.
That's a natural one there.
We're doing great.
Well,
guys.
You feel free to jump in, like, I can assist him in that role, but now it's too late, so.
Why?
I kill so my you, friend.
You, no. You sit down.
You kill your friend? Is that what won us?
You're like, you're kneeling, and then you fall over, and like, you like.
Am I overinterpreting the failure of a
you sit
natural
down.
One?
You sit down, and you take. Take just a moment, carefully laying down Kerali and starting to feel for pulse. But
she's in our coke, so I don't know where that is on her.
No, but you can't. You can't feel anything. And
someone help her. You must help her. I don't know what to do.
Okay,
I'm not medicinally skilled.
I'll check. I check.
Please, Tempe.
I first try my medicine roll, and that's an 18.
You sit down next to Cree, who's kind of panicking at the moment.
Yeah.
And, like, all the rage and anger and everything is just building up.
I think I'm sailing a fireball just into the... Where is it? Like a sewer system?
Yeah.
Yeah, just down... Well,
no, stop! Can someone stop
and
him?
You just hear the echo.
You stop him! I'll deal with this.
I run up to Cree, like... Calm down, man.
And you sit down and you feel a faint pulse. Okay. A faint heartbeat.
I'll cast a cure light wounds then, just to wake her up. Well, even if it's not waking up, then heal her, sort of. I don't know. I don't have any training in medicine either. So
you cast the spell?
Yeah.
And so mark that off?
Yes.
And you see a bit of the saturation of the feathers become a little bit more saturated, but she's still unconscious. But
she's not dying. That's
she's not dying,
and she's not.
The pulse is getting stronger.
That's good, and it's not. She's not anyway critical. We can move her. That's what I'm really trying to.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. She's fine, Kree. She's fine. She's unconscious, but she's fine. Please don't destroy our secret network of underground passages.
Sorry, I just need. I just have all these feelings inside me. I need to get them out.
Yeah, I understand, but not here, please.
Is she okay?
She's okay. She's unconscious, but she's fine.
Yeah.
She's fine to move.
He's just...
Okay, good. Maybe you carry her?
Aye.
And try to keep quiet. We don't want people to look down here. Anyone else is injured?
No. I mean, you guys just came running down the street. What happened up there?
I'll lead the way. Just follow me quietly, and you can tell them. And I start walking down the sewers. There's light coming in from different openings, you know, sewage openings and bars and things like that. But it's very, very dark, and I... On the sides, it's a bit raised, so you don't have to trudge through the disgusting things on the bottom. So I keep those, and then I start zigzagging through the sewers.
I speak to Toby while we walk, like, dude, for what it's worth, I'm happy you came back.
If you look at Toby while saying this, what you see is someone who's clearly went from scared to angry, pissed off, not saying a word. Just clenched teeth, just waiting for a moment to scream at someone.
Yeah. And you move through and follow Tempe. And Shirk, you can see some markings in some of the walls, and there's clearly thieves' cant markings and symbols leading the passage as you make your way through the sewer system.
Like where to go up or where to go forward?
It's just random markings. Some markings are just there to like confuse, that don't mean anything, and then you have the markings that leads the way, basically.
Yeah. So I can
the white rabbit.
Yeah. Tempe, you know where you're going, right? Because I do. I can give you some help here, actually.
No, I know where I'm going. There's gonna be some guards a bit up. It's fine.
Okay. So what did happen up there, Kree?
Fuckers. Went through the door, in the back, came out to the square. There were two bastards there, with sledgehammers, having at it, with statues. That's where we need to get back and do it soon. And I get it, Toby. I get that you're not coming, and that's fine, okay? That's perfectly fine. So don't start, okay?
Now, just not clenched teeth, clenched fists. No. You don't start. You promised me. You promised you'd keep me hidden from the mage hunters. And then you bring me into a hotbed of 40 of them. The first thing that happens. No, you don't start.
I didn't fucking know they were in there, did I? I just went through the door. I saw them going at it with sledgehammers. That's people getting killed as we speak.
You lower your fucking voices.
I
keep quiet.
To know... If Kirali, that's Kirali. She's a person. I realize that having been through and having been the person you used to be, I get that you may not see her as a person, but she is. And she's one of the dearest people to my heart in the entire world, okay? I needed to get her the fuck out. Now, I apologize. I sincerely do. I did not know what I was walking into. Had I known that, I would have just told you, stay in the cart, or go to that inn, but I saw it and I needed to get her out real fast. And I get that you're angry, and that's okay. And I get that you don't want to go with us when we go get her back, and that's also okay.
This looks away. Still vibrating with anger.
So, the thing is, and I'm lowering my voice now and speaking, well, I guess, to Shirk.
While he was screaming, I've stopped. I'm not moving a step forward while there's high voices. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Please continue, Tempe.
Yeah.
Oh, Shirk. Do I know the name of the dragonborn friend of Tempe's?
Yeah, Quill.
Quill?
Quill spell song.
Like a quill?
Yeah,
quill?
Yeah.
So, Shirk, Quill, Tempe's friend, wasn't there. I slow up a bit so Tempe gets a little bit ahead. There's a big risk that she's been turned to rubble, and that she's either lying in pieces in that square or lying in pieces in that caravan we just passed.
What do we do? What do we do about it?
That's going to be up to her, but whatever she wants to do, we need to help her.
Yeah, yeah. It's clear.
But I strongly feel that we need to stop what's happening at the square as soon as possible, because otherwise, if we wait for a few hours, there won't be a single statue left there.
But we're not equipped to deal with 40-odd mage hunters.
We'll have to deal with them in some way.
Can we ask the resistance for help?
I think we can get some help. If but not for anything else, then create a diversion or something.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So what happened was I used the Ring of Azuth on Kirali. I woke her up. She collapsed. And then I blasted through a back door with a firebolt. And I think I'm calming. No, am I calming down, or was it short rest needed for that?
Can only really be affected by changing, by either really experiencing something.
Yeah, but going back to the default mood.
Yeah, going back to the default mood is after a long rest.
After a long rest.
Yeah.
Okay. So while I'm saying this in quite a calm and hushed voice, his eyes is still ablaze with fire and with anger.
Yep.
And then I got out, and I don't know when or how Tempe followed me, but she did. And then we came to the square, because going in the other direction towards the wagon would bring me just past the 40 or so guards, mage hunters.
Right, so we're heading towards the safe house now.
Aye, resistance.
Okay, so once we get there, we need to speak to Tempe and the resistance to ensure we create that diversion. So as Shirk notices Toby's in front, walking angrily away, I tell Kree that, Toby was actually about to leave us at the square as well, and he got a bit heated and actually told him more or less to go fuck himself, but then I went away with that kid and you guys came, but Toby's back, so I hope he has come to his senses and know that we are doing this as a team.
As soon as he said I told him to go fuck himself, I put my hand on your shoulder, and just like, and when you finished speaking, I totally get why you told him that.
Yeah, but he's a part of our group, so let's just give him some time. He needs to wind down a bit.
And you look at me after saying that, like...
I think we all do, actually.
I'm thinking there's probably guards down here, like resistance people.
Yeah, of course, they are. And as you start walking and getting closer and closer towards the main entrance from this side, there are many like entrances from different sides. This is like the middle of the wheel, so to say. So you actually start moving closer and closer, and you can hear now coming from up above. You see you getting lower and lower down underground and deeper, and you start hearing small whistles when you start walking. And
I know what that is.
Yeah, this is just this is just people think you're really high.
The rats are
construction workers.
I was just gonna put on like a Brooklyn accent. Hey, girl.
Trudging through sewage, always a hot look.
And you can see, you take a quick left, and then you see a doorway with two guards. You recognize them very well, standing just on watch.
Yeah, I stop so they can see me. so they can see who I am. And raise my hand in the, you know, the assist sign. Is it like one finger?
One finger pointed up. And they do the same and greet you. Oh, Tempi. Back.
Yeah, it's very...
It's the index finger.
Is it sort of a finger guns? Pew, pew, pew.
It's more of like holding one finger up, pointed, the palm forward, and just... not in a wave or anything, just holding it up.
Mm.
For our listeners, not the middle finger, which I used to.
Yeah.
So rude.
Tempi, you're back.
Yeah, I am. It's very, very nice to see you. We need to speak to.
Did you complete the mission?
Yes, but it's there's a rush. They're breaking down the statues. They're tearing them down. But we have the ring. But it's not gonna help. You know.
Yes, we know.
And you do nothing.
Let's go inside. You guys need to talk to the boss. Hello there, and thank you so much for listening to Dungeons and Dice Appointments. Fantasy narrative in the world of Cyneria, created by me, Agnes Rufo, is set in the rules of D&D 5th edition by Wizards of the Coast. The music and editing is made by Marcus Linder, Andreas Lindstrom, and Agnes Rufo, with additional music and sound effects that is provided by freesfx.co.uk. To help us continue this narrative, we would really appreciate if you gave us a good review on iTunes and any other podcast player you're using. And with that said, I think everything is buttoned down. So until next time, have a safe one.